At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
5 reasons you should hunt for deer antler sheds on today's episode. Hey, welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to be talking about scouting for antler sheds and talking about why you should go out there and how that can impact not just your season, but your next season, your hunting success, and just your overall state of being on today's episode. So let's break into it. Number one, why should you be out right now scouting for deer antler sheds? So I guess I should back up. Right now is the time to be scouting for antler sheds. That really comes between the middle of January and the middle of March is sort of prime time in most places, not everywhere. Check in to do some research in your area where I hunt and in my belt of hunting. That's prime time to be out in the woods scouting for sheds. So now's the time. Doesn't mean there's not going to be any sheds earlier. Doesn't mean there's not going to be any sheds later. But that's sort of the two-month window from mid-January to mid-March of when you have most sheds are falling. So why should you be out there? Number one, antlers are cool. They are interesting. They are decorative. They are fun. They have this intrinsic sort of interest and cool factor. You know, people hunt for the antlers. I think that's a narrow view, but you know, no matter how you judge it, at least in part, if you're deer hunting, you have an interest in antlers, whether that's the chief motivator or just one of many motivators. There's something about deer antlers that are interesting. There's something about them. They're decorative. People make crafts out of them. People hang them on their walls. People put them above the mantle. They'll just lay an antler on top of their TV stand. They're interesting. They look good. People turn them into key holders and hat hooks and any number of things. Antlers are cool. There's just something about them. Even if you look back through history for hundreds and thousands of years, I don't know about any further back than that. Antlers have been interesting. People have held antlers as something of value, as something that they're drawn to, as something that was decorative. Some people say they're one of the most fascinating and sought after just pieces of natural beauty and things like that. They really are cool. So that's the number one reason. Antlers are cool. And antler sheds, you don't have to shoot any deer. Nobody has to, you know, there is none of this jockeying for, oh, well, maybe you should have got a bigger one or a smaller one or any of that nonsense. If you can find them, you can find them. And that's pretty much what it comes down to. Number two reason why you should be out scouting for antler sheds. Because of all the reasons of number one, antler sheds have value. They are worth money. There is an antler market. Depending on how big the antlers are and the quality of the antler and, you know, whether it's intact or not, it can be worth money. you know, small antlers, antlers that aren't in great shape, so forth and so on the low end, you know, they could have minimal value, you know, $10, $15, $20. Antlers that are big, that are impressive, that are in great shape, they can be worth thousands of dollars. Thousands. I've saw some things online when I was looking into it a few weeks ago, antlers going for tens of thousands of dollars. Tens of thousands. Now, you're talking massive trophy antlers in that category. But it is not uncommon to find antlers that are worth maybe a couple $100. In fact, there is a lot of antler theft that happens in the hunting world because people will literally trespass looking for sheds. And it's hard to prove that anything's missing, that there was anything there, because, you know, the antlers fall off the deer and you pick them up. No one ever knows it was there. People literally, they go scouting for antler sheds at night or at odd times, trespassing, because they're selling them. They're literally selling them on the black market of antlers. Not really, but there is a market. There are legitimate markets. There are auctions. There's all kinds of places and things. And a good set of antlers, you know, sets are worth more than singles. A good set of antlers can have serious value. So there is a value factor to it. There's a money factor. Now, you may not want to sell them, but a lot of people like to find a nice pair and say, hey, this has value, and keep them and just appreciate them that much more because they know they're worth money and they'd have to pay something to get them. People make all sorts of things out of antlers. They make tools out of antlers, knife handles out of antlers. You know, decor is obvious, but there's all sort of uses and craftsmanship things and think, you know, places for antlers and, you know, is furniture and incorporating them, and, you know, hotels and restaurants like to have them as decor and all this stuff, all these things. They have value. They're worth money. And if you have the right track of land to scout, or you've found a good spot deep in the woods, public land, private land, wherever you can be where there are big bucks and, you know, you end up with big antlers, then that can be, you know, a year after year source of residual revenue. You know, you might make a few $100 that could pay for some new hunting gear next year, something like that. So they are very cool and they have value. Number three, it shows you what bucks are still alive. The hunting season's over. There's no way to know exactly what deer were shot, which deer were killed, but you can tell by the antlers found which ones are still around in a particular area. Now, in some places, you know, people have dozens of trail cams. They know every buck on their property within 1,000 acres. They've named them all. You know, they could find a pair of antlers and say, oh, well, you know, that was Big T. He's still around. You know, most people, that's not the way it's going to work. But if you find big antlers, you might not know, have named that deer and be able to, you know, tell everybody what his ID number is. But you know, a deer with antlers this big made it through hunting season. And they're going to be bigger next hunting season. So that's something that is pretty cool. That is great scouting information for the next season. Because, you know, okay, a buck left these here. They're still around. Something's going on. You know, chances are they're not going to just completely and totally depart from that area. That shows you what bucks are still around in that general zone that you can look for, that you can think about, that you can try to locate as you know, through the summer and so on. It just gives you a window into, you know, a census of what deer are still around. Now, a little bit more about that particular subject. Not everybody understands the antler cycle, so let me just give a real quick overview on it. I don't think it warrants its own episode, but deer grow their antlers and lose them every year. They start growing them in mid-spring, early spring, once you've got spring green up and food becomes abundant again. You know, probably in my area, probably around June or so. They may sprout a little earlier than that, but they start growing in June, July, and then the end of August, they're pretty much done, and then that's over. So 2 to 3 month window Deer regrow their antlers every year, and they get bigger every year. Antler growth is determined by a whole number of factors. Genetics is one, but it's actually one of the smaller factors. Age is the biggest factor, and diet would be the next biggest factor, and then genetics would be number three on the list. It all depends on how old a deer is. You see a spike or a 4-point or a 2.5-point, something like that, that's going to be a 1.5-year-old buck most of the time. You see a buck that's got maybe a small 6-point or it might even be a really tiny 8-point, or you might have something in that zone is likely to be a 2.5-year-old buck. 3.5, you're liable to see a bigger 6-point or, an 8-point where the main beams are bigger and have some mass. And once you get to 4 and a half years old, deer really start to mature. Now, the way that it works is as a deer's growing, the faster that the deer's muscle and skeletal system is growing, the slower and the smaller the antlers will be. Because all of that nutrition, all that food, all that energy goes into growing the animal from a fawn to a mature adult. So you've got a fawn, which is they were born that year. They're 6 months old come fall hunting season. They usually have no antler growth at all. And then the next year, they're growing much faster. They're, maturing as an individual. You've got a few inches of antlers maybe. Then the following year, they have reached, 60% of their full-grown, frame. They have start to develop, so they're able to put more energy into antler growth. Once a buck hits 4 years old, it is much closer to full. I think it actually reached full skeletal development. A 5.5-year-old buck has reached full skeletal and full muscular development. So a buck is really fully mature, depending on your charts and your graphs, plus or minus a few percent. They're really fully mature at 5.5 years. At 4.5 years, their skeleton, their bones are full size, but their muscles still have a little bit more development. So once they hit 5.5 years, they've reached maturity and they're in their prime, 5, 6, 7 years old. They're in their prime, and then they actually start to decline after that. So in those years, a deer's antlers are going to be the biggest that they'll ever be under most circumstances and conditions, because all that extra nutrition, all those extra nutrients are able to go into those antlers over that 3-month growing season. So you have, 4.5-year-old buck, their antlers, I think it's somewhere around 70-80% of their full growth. And then 5 and 6 year, you get to the 100% of what that buck's capable of, because now they're able to put all of their energy and nutrition into growing antlers as opposed to growing their regular bones and their muscles. What happens after hunting season, because of the winter, because of lower food source, because of the shorter days, buck's nutrition is now going to keeping them alive through the winter. So antler production and retention hormones are released, and they literally just the calcium or whatever the material is there right at the base of the antlers erodes away, and then the antlers just drop right off in a relatively painless process. So They can drop off one at a time. They can drop off a few days in between. They can drop off a couple weeks in between. They can both fall off at the same time. It all depends. Every deer is different, and every year for that deer could be different even. So there's no hard, fast rules there, but it does make finding a set a challenge, because rarely do they fall off at the exact same moment. Even if they fall off the same day, that could be, spread over any distance. So you've got that going on. You know which bucks are still alive. You know who made it through the hunting season. You know who's around. And you've got these antlers to prove it, because had they been shot, those sheds wouldn't be there. Even if the deer died of its own devices, they would still be attached to the skull. They only fall off if the deer's still alive and you have that shift of nutrition and season, and breeding is no longer part of the equation. which is one of the main reasons deer have antlers is for the breeding season. It shows dominance. Deer are able to look at other deer and they can tell by the antlers who's mature, who's big, who's strong, who's healthy, and they can size each other up. And when that's not enough, they can fight it out, and they use the antlers to fight it out.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
So that's one of the, or some of the main reasons that they have antlers, as best as we understand it. There's others, but we won't get into that on this episode. So you know now, you know, all the hunting season's over, all the breeding's over, the antlers are no longer necessary. They can drop those because they need to drop them because they got to grow bigger ones next year. Because now that deer's stronger, now that deer's healthier, and now next year he can have bigger antlers. And people say, well, how come there they don't just have antlers that just keep growing over their lifetime? Because there are plenty of animals that do that. And I think the reason is because antlers break. I've got a set of antlers in my garage right now. You can see quite clearly where one of the points was broken off in a fight. So if deer kept their antlers, and they're quite hard on those antlers, if they kept those antlers their whole lives and they just kept growing, they'd break off beams, break off all kind of stuff. It just wouldn't work out. So it's genius to see how God designed them and those antlers so that they're the fastest growing bone in the animal kingdom. They grow back. They're solid. They're not hollow. The fastest growing bone in the animal kingdom. They get bigger every year. They reflect that deer's health and maturity and age and diet and their strength and dominance so that deer can establish their pecking order on who gets to breed who, so you have the best chance of passing on the best genes, so forth and so on, so that the new fawns that are born have the highest chance of being healthy, and on it goes. Now, as deer get older, the antler growth actually starts to drop off. You probably peak around 5, 6, 7 years, and then once you hit year 8 and after, they actually start to decline and can even start to decline rapidly, you know, as you get to ages 10, 11, and 12, when most bucks, if, you know, left to natural causes, are gonna putter out and succumb to one thing or another. Very few bucks, I think, in the wild, at least anywhere where I'm going to see them, ever make it to that age just because of hunters. But you do have those, you know, sometimes you've got wary bucks, but once they get to that age, they're probably going to start making more mistakes as well. So it is what it is, you know, take it or leave it. But that's sort of how that the antler growth cycle works. And when you find them in the spring or late winter, or actually I guess it's the middle of winter, depending on where you're at, then you know who's still around and you can size that deer up. You can get a scent. You can learn a lot from those antlers. You really can. The thickness, the size, the points. You can learn about the other bucks that are in that area based on the condition the antlers are in. If the squirrels haven't gotten to them and other critters haven't eaten them, you can tell by, you know, what tines have been broken off. You know, how are they marred up? Does it look like this deer was a fighter? Are they aggressive? Are they possibly a dominant buck? You can get some insight from that. And those tips can give you just a little bit of understanding into how you might hunt that deer next year. If you see, you know, you see signs on those antlers that buck was a fighter and they're just, you know, beat up and they've been through some stuff, well, you might want to try some rattling in the early rut and in the mid rut, hunting them the following year. because that buck might be a fighter. They might be more apt to come into rattling. You know, there's things that you can tell. You see antlers that are pristine. They're not a chip. There's not a mark on them. Doesn't look like they've ever locked antlers with another deer. That can tell you that might have been a subordinate buck. Or just might have been a pacifist, just not interested in fighting. Might even be the biggest dog out there, but just not interested in fighting. Or could be the only buck in the area. You know, there's different things there, but you might hunt that deer differently. If you know it's not an aggressive buck, you might have to think more less along the lines of calling and more along the lines of food sources and travel patterns and so on. So you can learn a little bit about these deer and about how you might want to think about hunting next year based on the sheds that you find. So I know number three was pretty long. We should be shorter from this point forward. Number four. Four out of five reasons that you should be out hunting deer antler sheds. Scouting. Now you've got, okay, you know who's still alive. That's a type of scouting. But then you've got scouting in terms of movement, deer movement in the winter and winter food sources. So you go scouting in August or September or, you know, May, June, July. You know, the intel that you get there is not worthless, but it has minimal value when it comes to hunting big bucks during the hunting season because food is everywhere during those months. And especially during the summer months when deer are in velvet, which is the membrane that surrounds the antlers that, you know, lets blood and nutrients flow to them so they can grow. That is a touchy, soft material. Deer are very particular about what touches their antlers when they're in that phase. They're not that hard bone that they're ready for fighting. They feel every leaf that touches them most likely. So deer are going to live in different places, but sure, bucks anyway. They're going to live in different places. They're going to have a different lifestyle. They're just going to, you know, a buck in the summer is you cannot use that data or that intel to help you hunt them come hunting season, because everything changes in October. As you get closer to the rut, movement patterns change. Once deer shed their velvet in late August, movement patterns change. You know, all sorts of things begin to happen. All of the grass and a lot of the green food sources, they just die out. They turn gray. A lot of the cover that was there in the summer and in the spring and in the early fall disappears and dissolves. So come hunting season, a lot of that intel changes. But when you're out hunting antler sheds in the wintertime, that's a much more similar environment to the hunting season. That you get, what you learn and what you see and where you see trails and where you don't see trails and where you find antlers and sheds, that data, that information is a lot more useful in terms of determining where deer might be next hunting season than any scouting you do from April to October. You know, this is much more useful data because it's going to show you where's their cover this time of year. Because where there's cover in January and February and early March is the same place there would have been cover in November or December. So you have a much more full and realistic picture. What are deer eating now? Because once they exhaust the easy food in the early fall, you know, what's left, what they're finding, well, there was wherever they're eating now, there was more of it during hunting season, and they may have been there much higher chance than somewhere else. So what you're able to find in terms of movement patterns and droppings and trails, and of course the antlers themselves, and gives you information about how you can hunt them next season and where you might want to set up. I've got a particular deer stand that it is phenomenal up until September, and then at least this past year after September, it just went from, you know, maybe a dozen deer a day walking in front of it to two or three deer a month walking in front of it from the same camera, from the same location, without moving, without changing a thing. It just unbelievable how much that changed, because food sources changed, because cover changed, because as grasses and leaves and things started to die and fall, things changed so much that deer movement pattern shifted, deer trail shifted, all kind of things shifted to other places on the same property. So now is a much better time to get out there to get a sense for where the deer are at now, because that's a better indicator of where they're going to be in the hunting season. Number five reason you should be out there hunting antler sheds: to get outside. That's right. Get outside, get in the woods, get some warm pants on, get a coat on, get some gloves, and get into the woods. The beauty of hunting deer is that you can enjoy deer season year-round. There's always something you can be doing, and shed hunting is a highlight. Shed hunting is a highlight because you can do it on any land that you've got permission to hunt, public or private. It costs nothing. You don't have to build anything, dig anything, cut anything, plan anything. You are literally walking around looking for sheds on the ground, trying to find them, you should go out in between snow. It's going to be tough to find them if they're buried in snow, of course. But you're looking for antlers. And if you find them, you leave the woods with something. But you were in the woods. You were out there. You were getting fresh air. You know, I just love going out and being in the woods. Even if it's not deep woods, just being in the woods, walking through the trees, just thinking about where deer might go, what they might be doing, thinking about where turkeys might go, what they might be doing, just listening and looking around and seeing something, finding tracks and antlers is, you know, that's a huge highlight. That's a huge reason to go out. You can take kids with you, even little ones who they're not ready to hunt yet. They're not able to have the discipline to be quiet or sit still, but they can go out with you and they can enjoy this part of the season. It can build that anticipation, you know, over the course of years till they are ready to go out. And it can be a great time for teaching. It's also a great time to scout for other animals. You know, look for turkey sign. Look for pheasant sign. Look for whatever that's in your area that, you know, might be huntable, that you might be interested in. You just see what's going on. What are the animals doing? What's happening out there? Look for coyote sign. Just get outside and get into the woods. You know, I could say do that on any given day, on any given Saturday, and it would matter. But during shed hunting season, you have the opportunity to leave the woods with something that has real value, that is cool. You know, so there's more to it. You're able to show fruit and product and labor, from your labor. And, you know, if you're successful, you can find something. If you're not successful, anytime you go outside is a success. Anytime you get into the woods matters. It helps. It helps you. It can relieve stress. It's all the reasons why we do this, why we want to get outside, why we want to hunt, why we want to experience nature. This is one of the best promptings this time of year to do it. So I hope that's helpful for you guys. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com, for the show notes, more information, lots of other episodes on deer hunting and lots of other kinds of hunting. Until next time, God bless you guys and go get them in the woods.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
You'd think, with four of us spread out on a tiny island, that the task of tagging a whitetail would not be a big thing. But, as I've learned, no matter where I've been, whitetails can be damn tricky.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.